You know what I am a fan of? Restoring your faith in humanity, because, man, you're going to need it after that. And I've got Allie Vetner from our news department that is in here right now, because, Allie, I wanted to bring you in. I thought you were working on an amazing story right here in our own community that I think is important to talk about. And it's also going to give our listeners an opportunity to restore some faith in humanity. So tell me about your story, will you?
So a few days ago, I got an email from a listener, and they had this whole flyer press release invitation about a woman who is a retired Glendale police sergeant, 23 years on the Glendale police force, dedicating her time to DARE, the drug unit, educating kids on tobacco, drug use, all sorts of things like that. She spent time with the Department of Homeland Security. Well, she retired early, take care of her aging parents, and also raise her three grandkids. Last year, she found out she was diagnosed with glioblastoma. And since then, she's been in and out of work. She's now disabled and very much so just fighting for her life.
Right. And so she has had some experiences where her body was acting a particular way. She thought at one point in time she was having a stroke.
Mm-hmm. Got home, and it was just like my body acted like it had a stroke. I couldn't move my left side. Went to the hospital. Within an hour of being at the hospital, I was talking to neurosurgeons.
So there she was, okay, going, wow, I wasn't expecting this. And she's struggling right now with not being able to do her job. She's struggling that, you know, she has helped serve her community for all these years, and now she might need a little help. So this weekend, you can give her a little help. Tell folks how they can help her out.
So this awesome local group called the Crisis 22 Project, they typically try to help veterans that are facing suicide. And I know you guys just had that big project as well about that. They are dedicating tomorrow, Saturday the 16th. They're having a poker race. And so you can either donate to it or you can participate in yourself. But it will be tomorrow morning, and it'll be at the Disabled American Veterans Department of Arizona's Glendale chapter. And so all the website is online at KTR.com, but it starts at 9 a.m. And basically you can play a poker game driving around the valley with a bunch of motorcyclists and collect different poker cards. And whoever has the best hand wins. All the money is going to her and her family.
You know what? It's a great way to help somebody out who has proudly served this community, whose son is proudly serving this country. Again, all that information up there for you right now at KTR. Allie, thank you so much.
Thanks.